inbound the ball now for Skagway. Dakota Shindo gets it to Danny Brady. Danny Brady working with a left-hand dribble over onto the left-hand side. Danny's all alone on the left side. Finally, a few people come to help. But defense is there. Jacob McCluskey knocks the ball out of Brady's hand. And this is what Angoon can do well. If they bring a pressure-style defense, they can play well. Angoon ball now. Clinton Howard with it for Angoon. If he can get it over to McCluskey. And McCluskey's kind of hanging on to the ball, passes it, gets it back, gets it over to Howard. Howard's pass into the corner to Damian Paul. An erroneous pass, and out of bounds it goes. Skagway basketball, 12-8 to score, 7:34 to go in the half. Kota Shindo to inbound the ball. He wants the baseball pass. Oh! All right, and the baseball pass worked out badly. Going up to try and catch the ball, Colton Belisle, and defending was Damian Paul. Damian Paul went up and then fell back onto Colton Belisle's leg, and Colton Belisle is down on the court in obvious pain. He is favoring that right knee heavily. They're going to try and pick him up and get him off the court, but he's not putting any weight on the right knee. He's not putting any weight on that right leg. Now he is. Now he's putting a little bit of weight on the right leg, and it looks like he's able to walk. Okay, that's good news. The Skagway Lady Panthers had a devastating injury yesterday, possible tear or sprain of the meniscus. McKenna Rao, one of their strong two guards, their starter that game. So we didn't want to see another big knee injury here, and luckily it looks like Colton's going to be okay. Colton was fouled on that play, and Kota Shindo tried to step into the free throw line to take the free throws, but you have to pick a player from the bench to come in and shoot the free throws if you have an injured player, and so it will be Micah Cook. A little bit of trickery there by Kota Shindo. Micah Cook's free throw up, no good, and rebound comes down for Damian Paul, and he brings it over into the forecourt for Angoon. Angoon is actually dressed in the away blue jerseys. With white and gold trim, Skagway in the home white today with their royal blue accents and gold numbers. Skagway's ball now, and Danny Brady's got it on the right-hand side, blows by his defender, gets it into the forecourt, and he's defended heavily by McCluskey. Over to Kota Shindo. Kota now defended by McCluskey, blows by him. Gets by a couple of players, takes a jump shot from the right side, 18-footer up and good. 14-8 now, 7 minutes to go in the half. And Skagway has something going here against the Angoon Eagles. They are the favored team. They have the better record. And Angoon is content to kind of work the ball around that outside a little bit. A loose ball situation as Angoon couldn't corral one of the passes, but Angoon gets the ball back. Left-hand layup up, no good, and ball loose again. Alex Ackerman picks it up on the sideline, tries to throw it deep. There's Micah Cook to catch the ball, and he travels, but no call, and he misses the layup. Lucky no call on Micah Cook there. There are only two officials in the loser's bracket, as we found out earlier today. Quickly, Angoon into the forecourt, a shot up, no good. Alex Ackerman comes down with the rebound. Kota Shindo wants another long pass. Danny Brady catches it, pump fake, goes up with a jump shot, is fouled on the jump shot by Damian Paul, and Danny Brady will go to the line shooting two. A little Fast and Furious action here early on in Juneau. Looked like Danny Brady kind of came down a little heavy on his ankle, but it seems to be fine. First free throw is up and good. 15-8 to score, 6:09 to go in the half. Panthers versus Eagles in a mascot matchup. Cats eat birds, so this is a good sign. The second free throw, Micah Cook comes down with the rebound, tries to outlet the pass, but travels before he's able to outlet. And Danny Brady limping a bit as he comes to the sideline. He's going to take a seat, limping significantly, and that looks like it might have aggravated an ankle injury for Danny Brady that he suffered earlier in the season. Boone has the ball now into the forecourt. It's McCluskey with the ball, and he's dribbling against double team there. a trapping 1-3-1 style defense. Gagway content to let the wings come out and trap and just guard up top. Unfortunately, Ackerman is called for a foul. McCluskey got the ball, tried to work on Ackerman, and Alex reached in and called for his second foul of the game. McCluskey gets the ball inbound now for Angoon. And a nice little pump fake and dribble drive by Damian Paul, but his shot draws nothing, and Skagway's got another leak out. Alex Ackerman races up court, gets the pass from Kota Shindo, his layup opportunity, no good. And coming down with the ball, Damian Paul. Damian Paul quickly launches it up into the forecourt. A turnaround jump shot from Jackson Collins doesn't hit, and Alex Ackerman comes up with the ball, gets it to C.J. Dormito. C.J. Dormito's got numbers, but from behind, that ball is tipped out of CJ's hand by Jacob McCluskey. It will remain Skagway basketball. 15-8 the score, 5-11 to go a half. Alex Ackerman sent to inbound the ball for Skagway. Oh, McKnight does not see the ball. It was inbounded to him. Oh, Kota Shindo with a nifty save of the ball at half court. Didn't have to do it quite the way he did. He panicked a little bit and saved the ball between his legs, but he could have let the ball go into the backcourt and pick it up in the backcourt with no problem. So they turned it back over to Angoon, and Angoon's working the ball around the perimeter. Tipped pass, able to be caught by Angoon. Angoon now has Thomas Foxglove in the corner. His shot goes off the side of the backboard and falls to the ground. Kota Shindo has it, and Angoon's back on D. But Kota's still working the ball. He's got a triple team now. Third player came in from behind, poked it away. He gets the ball back, gets into a three-point shot. He's fouled on the three-point shot, but no call. They hit his arm on the three-point shot, and nobody called it. So Angoon now has the basketball, and they're in the lane for a while. There's a travel, but not called. C.J. Dormito gets the wild shot, and we've got a jump ball situation. Ball's going to go back to Angoon, it looks like. Steve McKnight. It's subbed in for now by Colton Belisle. So on the court now for Skagway, Alex Ackerman, Kota Shindo, Colton Belisle, C.J. Dormito, and Micah Cook. Cook to guard the inbounder. They're looking to try and get it into the easy post. Nothing there. And now they get it into the post. Shot blocked by Micah Cook. But we're going to have a foul called as Micah didn't go straight up with his hands. He let his hands kind of come down a little bit to try and get that block. That's a foul. Kevin Mitchell from Angoon, one of their seniors, is 6'3". He's a big fella. He's going to take a couple from the free throw line. First one's up, off glass, banked open in Juneau. 15-9 to score, 4:15 left to go. Mitchell's second free throw. It's up, it's long, it's off back of the rim. Rebound comes down for Angoon. Put back by Jackson Collins, no good, but they get it back again, gets it to McCluskey, his shot, no good. Kota Shindo there to pick it up out of the air. Kota's looking to go long again, and his pass is picked off by Kevin Mitchell. And then Kevin Mitchell's dribble is stolen by Micah Cook. A little back and forth action there. Kota Shindo has the ball now. He's being fouled by McCluskey. There's an official right next to him, doesn't call it. He likes the hand checking. The official loves the hand checking, not going to call it. Ball out of bounds. Off of Skagway, they call it. And Gooden bounced the ball, gets it over to McCluskey, their main ball handler. McCluskey splits the double team up at the top of the key, gets the ball over on the sideline to Damian Paul. Damian Paul's in a trap situation. Kota Shindo rips the ball out of his hands, and another jump ball is called. This one will go to Skagway. Skagway giving Angoon all they can handle today. And it shows with a 6-point lead with 3:41 to go here in the half. Kota Shindo to inbound the ball for Skagway. Skagway's foreign exchange student here for just the year. Gets it to Colton Belisle, goes the length of the court, his shot too strong. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook, his shot too strong. Rebound pulled down by C.J. Dormito, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the shot. I'm sorry, it's Ackerman who was fouled on the putback. And Ackerman will go to the line. Holding the back of his neck. I'm not sure what's wrong with Alex. Maybe that's just one of the things that he does. He's a quirky player, full of personality. He's got a pretty amazing free throw shot routine where he spins the ball, looks at it for a while, takes his time, and comes off the floor, gets up, shoots his first free throw, misses. Ackerman sets up to take his second shot. He's got the ball. There goes the spin off the floor. Quickly up into his forehead region, shoots it, misses it long. But on the second one, Michael Cook battling for the rebound. But it is ripped away by Caleb Jack. Caleb Jack gets the ball to Kevin Mitchell, who gets it to McCluskey. No! Gets it instead to Kota Shindo, and that's a problem. Kota Shindo fouled on his layup option, and there goes McCluskey wagging his finger. Like, you know, you're not going to shoot this one on me. No layups in my gym. Well, he's called for his second foul. So Kota Shindo to go to the line. And he'll shoot two. First one up, no good. Well, it looks like the official scorers gave McCluskey just the one foul. So they didn't give him the foul earlier. Kota Shindo to shoot the second. Shot up, and he buried it. Seven-point lead now for Skagway with 3:15 to go in the half. And Goon Eagles have the ball. It is McCluskey dribbling with a left hand. Trying to dribble into the 1-3-1 defense. Kota's there to stop him. Alex Ackerman's there to stop him. Ackerman with a steal. Tries to get it back into Kota, but steps out of bounds while he's trying to save the ball. Unable to do so successfully. And Goon to inbound the ball on the sideline. Quickly around into the hands of Thomas Foxglove. His shot from the corner up, no good. Rebound to Skagway. And Kota with a beautiful long fake. And he goes the length of the court, lays it up and in. They're going to call him with a double dribble. Oh, the official was blocked from the actual call. Kota, with a hesitation move, faked out everybody in the gym, including the official, and was called for a travel. It will remain 16-9, 2:40 to go. Wish we had instant replay on that one. Probably not high school basketball anytime soon. Angoon, a little loose with the basketball. One of their players trying to save it as he's going out of bounds, launches it up in the air, and another Angoon player catches the ball. And we've got, they award the Eagles a timeout, even though Coach Scott Lesh for the Skagway Panthers is vehemently calling for a travel violation, as it was Clinton Howard rolling on the floor with the ball. That, in most cases, would be called a travel. However, not in this one. So 2:23 left to go in the half. 16-9 the score. Skagway with a 7-point lead, and Angoon Eagles just trying to stay close while their main post player sits on the bench after collecting three early fouls. Skagway looking strong so far. They've had a lot of fast break opportunities. Their defense is terrific, and their rebounding has been outstanding so far here today. Something they've got to continue, that rebounding edge. All right, set to inbound the ball now for Angoon. Clinton Howard. Clinton Howard has it on the baseline. Skagway denying the easy entry pass to the post, so McCluskey gets it out top. McCluskey guarded by Colton Belisle. And Kota Shindo. Kota now guarding ball over in the corner to Thomas Foxglove. Thomas Foxglove wants to try and get it into the post. Alex Ackerman there to wipe that pass away. Gets it over to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo blows by his double team. Double team still there. Blows by it again. Comes up with a 17-foot jump shot. Misses it. There for the rebound, Alex Ackerman. And there's a jump ball called. And we have an upset Angoon player on the floor. Kevin Mitchell thought he had position, but Ackerman just so long, he was able to get up over the top of Mitchell, and Mitchell's really upset more with himself than the call, and Ackerman forced the jump ball. Now the possession arrow favored the Eagles, so it is Angoon basketball with 1:50 to go in the half. Dribbling the ball on the left-hand side, trying to work off a pick, was McCluskey. He falls to the ground, launches the ball all the way to the other side of the court, and Skagway's not home to catch it. So it is still Angoon ball. That was an interesting play and a great play by McCluskey to save the ball. McCluskey now has it, and he's heavily defended by Ackerman. Gets it in the corner to Mitchell. Mitchell wants to drive into the lane, drives into the lane, and throws up a shot. Skagway did not stay straight up on that one, and it looks like that foul is going to go against Micah Cook, and it will be for a block. Yeah, if Micah Cook had just stayed straight up, Mitchell didn't have much of an angle for that shot, probably would have had a defensive rebounding position. However, he brought his hand down and committed the foul. First shot by Mitchell, up no good. Mitchell sets up his second shot for Angulo. It's up, off, it's too strong, off back of glass, tipped out of bounds by Jackson Collins, and it will remain Skagway basketball. Or, I'm sorry, it will basketball possession will go to Skagway anyway. Go to Shindo to inbound the ball, gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman's got some defense on him. Dribbles through it, still maintains possession, even though he's got a double team, a triple team even. Gets it over to Colton Belial, down to Micah Cook. Micah Cook wants to shoot. No, instead gets it out to Ackerman, gets it over to Colton Belial on the right side. His 15-footer, no good. Nobody there for the rebound for Skagway. The ball is rebounded by the Eagles, and the Eagles bring it up into the forecourt. Jackson Collins, his turnaround jump shot from the post, no good. There's Micah Cook with a rebound. Nice, strong rebound by Cook. Kota Shindo has the ball now, works off of a pick from Ackerman, gets into the lane, wants a three-point shot, takes a three-point shot, misses it off the front of the rim. It had the right trajectory, just not enough leg. Colton Belial hustling down. Angoon thought they had a fast break. Colton Belial came from behind, stole it away. Skagway up into the forecourt. A pass from Kota to Alex Ackerman results in an easy lay-in for Ackerman. 33 seconds now to go, 18-9 the score. Angoon Eagles have the ball. They're playing around the perimeter. Into the lane comes Damian Paul. He wants to launch up a three-point bomb. It hits the support, and they are going to call that one out of bounds. Damian Paul, a little too much strength on that one. He's a strong kid, but just a little bit too much strength on that jump shot. Out of bounds. Ball goes to Skagway. 17 seconds left. Skagway has doubled the Angoon point total. But they're not out of the woods, and the inbounds pass by Kota Shindo. Lazy inbounds pass picked off by Angoon. Kota there to rip down the rebound, though. Jackson Collins is over his back as Kota's trying to pull the ball away, and Jackson Collins is called for the foul for Angoon. So Kota made a mistake and then immediately made up for it by hustling to get that rebound. Skagway's got to be careful and not take plays off. If you start getting lazy with your inbound passes, though, that can lead to disastrous results. So Skagway's got to be sure not to turn the ball over. That's what did them in yesterday. In their first game, it was the turnover. First free throw up, no good by Kota Shindo, and Kota's beside himself. What does that even mean, that phrase, beside himself? I mean, he's obviously just one person here. His second free throw up, and good. 10 seconds on the clock, 19-9 the score. Skagway up by double digits for the first time today. Angoon trying to bring the ball up into the forecourt. And turn the ball over. Colton Belial with 2 seconds launches one from three-quarter court. Oh, almost. Almost. Okay. At the half, the score 19 for Skagway Panthers, 9 for Angoon Eagles. And it is time for halftime. We will join you again in just about 9.5 minutes. I will send it back to the studio to Radio Man Bill.